You're listening to SBS News.
Back in 2012, the former head of the Professional Services Review Committee, Tony Webber, made some shocking claims to the ABC.
In an article for the Australian Medical Journal, Dr. Tony Webber said the scheme's dysfunctional and inadequate safeguards mean up to $3 billion is being wasted every year.
Dr. Webber appeared on the network's AM program to give examples of alleged fraud he said he had seen. He told the program patients were having dental work done under Medicare when they were not chronically ill, the only condition under which it was covered back then. Dr. Webber also alleged doctors were using Medicare to cover genital surgery for cosmetic purposes, something he dubbed as designer vaginas. The Australian Medical Association president at the time was Dr. Steve Hambledon, who rejected the claims outright.
It seems to me that the director is actually, or the previous director of the PSO, has taken things that he's seen in that role, a very small number of professions, and perhaps expanded that to the rest of the profession. So I don't think too many people agree.
Now, in 2022, similar claims are being made, with a similar response from doctors. The joint investigation by Nine and the ABC has alleged $8 billion a year is being lost through Medicare fraud. They say there's widespread rorting and inaccurate billing, quoting Dr. Webber, and the owner of a billing company and expert on Medicare compliance, Dr. Margaret Foe. The government appears wary of drawing any conclusions yet. Health Minister Mark Butler says the $8 billion figure seems a little high.
It's way out of whack with any other figure that's ever been provided to government, including, as I said, by the National Audit Office that only did a review of the program a couple of years ago. But I'm taking it seriously.
Treasurer Jim Chalmers has promised an investigation.
Something that we will get to the bottom of, because we don't want to see a single dollar rorted or thieved from the system when it could go to helping people who are vulnerable.
Dr. Margaret Foe has told Sky News she stands by her conclusions.
This is not anecdote. This is not sensationalist. This is my PhD. This is science. This is evidence. This is 8 years of dedicated work exploring this very complex issue. And I have reported the best available evidence that we have.
But doctors' associations, the AMA and Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, or the RACGP, beg to differ. AMA Vice President Dr. Danielle McMullen says doctors aren't trying to say fraud never happens. She says Dr. Foe and the news reports are simply massively overstating the problem.
The Department of Health and Medicare have quite comprehensive audit tools and compliance tools which show that the rate of Medicare fraud is far, far less than the 30%.
Dr. McMullen says the real scandal is that Medicare is unnecessarily complex and hasn't adapted to the current situation.
The challenge we see with Medicare is that it was built in a time when most people were coming in for quick, acute, episodic episodes of care, and now we're in an environment where there's a lot more chronic and complex disease, and our longer consultation items give patients a relatively lower rebate compared to a short consultation.
Professor Karen Price from the RACGP says she's concerned that doctors are being painted as greedy, which could potentially affect patient-doctor relationships.
They mentioned oncologists in some of the stories, treating dying patients, whether or not they're overusing interventions. And I find that really egregious, that for some whatever reason, that the trust between a dying patient, their family and an oncology team has been called into question.
Professor Price says continuity of care has already been affected by a freezing of the Medicare rebate, which limits the time a GP can spend on a patient. She says these types of allegations may make it even harder to recruit doctors.
It's seen as a harangued and harassed profession, which I guess, judging by the way this story has been narrated, it would be, you know, consistent with the way they see it. You know, why would you want to go into something that everyone's saying, well, you've all done the wrong thing? I mean, it's you'd have to think twice.
Both the AMA and RACGP point to what they describe as a rigorous system of accountability in Medicare, with four levels of compliance built into the system. They separately describe a maze of item numbers and official advice that is not necessarily the same each time a doctor requests clarification. Dr. McMullen says there's a constant fear among many practitioners that they'll accidentally get it wrong.
Because the rules around the MBS are very stringent and the compliance is rigorous, you do see doctors billing one item where they potentially actually could quite legitimately bill a second consultation type item for a different issue that was addressed at the consultation, but they just stick with the one for fear of doing the wrong thing.
But Dr. Foe says the evidence is very clear that the four levels of compliance do not work effectively.
We have a hemorrhaging Medicare system. Fraud is not being detected. The four levels of compliance that Medicare, that you saw the President talk about, are not effective.
She urges people to read a copy of her doctoral thesis to fully understand the claims she is making.
One of the points I would make is that it's very evident from the President's comments that she has not read my PhD. And you should be reading, about Medicare reform if you are interested in Medicare reform.
The thesis no longer appears to be accessible online, but SBS News has obtained limited pages where the problems with Medicare billing and the doctorate are referred to as leakage instead of fraud. Those pages say there's no evidence to indicate medical practitioners are deliberately abusing Medicare billing practices and that it's rather something to attribute to a complicated system doctors are unable to avoid. It's impossible to say if the federal government will seriously consider Dr. Foe's calls for a royal commission into Medicare. For now, all eyes are on next week's budget and what it may offer, what everyone seems to agree is a system under strain. Professor Price hopes the budget will provide some solace.
On its knees financially, but it's also on its knees with morale. And if something is not done, honestly, we are going to hemorrhage our health system. We are going to break our health system. And that just cannot be allowed to happen.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.